come out.
I mean,
hug them.
Yeah, just love them. I mean, it's really no different than what we're just talking about here in love, because I think, you know, when someone comes up and says, you know, do you show Jesus loves you? What sometimes you're hearing is we want you to change. And the same thing with someone who's under a bondage, or like somehow we're there to fix them. Like we've got something that they don't have, and they have a problem that we need to fix. And there's a mentality there that's a little bit of spiritual elitism there. And when we see the value of that person, we're not afraid to love them, because love actually gives something to them. And a person that's under spiritual bondages, they know that there's things in their life that need to be changed, but they have no power to change them. And so you've given something. What did Jesus do when the man came up? Actually, I never confront demons. I think most of what we think is demons being expelled is just demons making noise. You know, the manifestation is not the deliverance. The deliverance is when the manifestations have stopped. And I've been in meetings where people have manifested. And I've seen people stop the meeting for 20 minutes and yell at the demon, look at me in the eyes and do this. And all it does is give more attention to what the devil's doing. And I don't want to give any attention to what the devil's doing. And I don't want to let that person be dishonored. And so we had a circumstance in a school last year, I think it was the end of last year, where there was a manifestation while I was teaching. And I paused for a second to see what the heart of God was, but just came and quieted it. And that person became sort of incapacitated, so they kind of carried them out. But as they were carrying them out and to minister to them, that I honored them, blessed them, words that were spoken over their life affirmed them. And because what the devil wants to do is he wants to devalue that person. He wants to draw attention to himself and dishonor that person. And our job is to treat that person with honor, because they've been created in the likeness and the image of God. And so be very careful how you deal with that. And I think most demonic experiences don't have to be as drawn out and as they are. Jesus, that man came to him. He sought Jesus out. Jesus didn't go chasing the demons. Demons came to him. The man came to him because he knew who could set him free. And then Jesus set the man free, and he didn't get him to join his church, didn't get him to join his discipleship club, didn't make him jump through a lot of hoops. He just said, go tell people that you're free, and they're going to be set free too. So love is a powerful, powerful force. It's a powerful force. You know, we sometimes think, you know, if I get around these people, something's going to get on me. It can't get on you. It just gets on them. It just gets on them, and just hug people. Watch what God does. It's amazing.